Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at what's happening out there today. Tracking a cold front that's brought a few sprinkles this morning with a better chance for storms this afternoon. We'll go over the timeline. And the latest forecast from Hurricane Lee just came out. I'll show you what the impacts could be to our coast in the next few days.
New data that shows the spread of COVID-19 across our state will be released today. Coming up, what doctors are saying these numbers will reveal and how they're preparing for a winter spike.
Plus, downtown Raleigh's skyline may start looking a little different. We have a look into the future of downtown and what we're expecting to learn later on today. The skyline behind us over Dix Park looks pretty good for your Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, downtown might be getting some raindrops, little sprinkles around our area out there. Not too widespread. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead today.
Yeah, let's start off with Dueldorfer 5000 radar. We did have a few showers from Raleigh over toward Johnston County, stretching all the way to Edgecombe County. Most of that is over at this point. We'll go ahead and zoom in on that area. And one little tiny shower there in the northern part of Edgecombe County. Some of that may not even be reaching the ground. As a matter of fact, we have this other band from southern Durham County through eastern Chatham County, and the cameras are not showing any of that reaching the ground, but it could be in some spots. A lot of that evaporating. All right, so we have the cold front that'll be sitting in our vicinity. It could bring a chance of scattered showers and storms to our southern counties. As a matter of fact, the southern tip of Sampson County is in a level one risk for severe storms. We check out Futurecast, and there's some partly cloudy skies showing up here. Once we get into the late afternoon and evening, a few isolated storms pop up, say around Fayetteville or Clinton, and maybe a shower or a sprinkle from the Triangle area southward, but not looking at a lot of coverage of storms with this particular system. We take a live look at Durham right now. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds. Looks beautiful. The Durham Bulls are starting their last homestand of the regular season, and the weather is going to look phenomenal, especially the next couple of days. Right now, it's 72 in Durham with a dew point of 69, so it's a fairly warm start. And we'll climb up into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Today still feels a little bit sticky, but by tomorrow, we're back into a really fall-feeling air mass. Hurricane Lee at the 8 o'clock advisory, no real change. Still a Cat 3 at 115 and moving northwest at 6 miles per hour. Moving past Bermuda very early on Friday morning as a Category 1. And then potentially making landfall somewhere around Maine or Nova Scotia. We're looking at high rip current danger today. I'll show you how many days in a row we could see that coming up.
It is 8:02 right now as we take a look at traffic, and we've been watching a crash up on the northeast side of Raleigh at Lewisburg Road and New Hope Road. Apparently a crash with injuries, and as we zoom into that area a little bit better here with our sensor map, you can see those heavy delays heading away from Spring Forest Road down toward the New Hope Road intersection on southbound Lewisburg Road, and also some heavy backups on New Hope Road as you head from Buffalo Road back toward Lewisburg. So some pretty significant delays heading through that intersection as they work to get that crash cleared. Not too far from there, we had an earlier crash reported at Capitol at Calvary. I have not seen any delays through that area in a little while now, so I think that likely has cleared or at least moved over into a parking lot, and lanes are open in that area. I want to head over to Durham now for a look at 885. Both directions seeing some pretty significant delays. On that northbound side, there's a report of a crash right around TW Alexander Drive, and that's leading to about a 9-minute backup overall heading in from I-40 up toward the 147 split. On the southbound side, just the usual congestion around that 147 merge, about a 6-minute delay. Once you get down to TW Alexander, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty freely. And elsewhere around Durham, we're looking pretty good on our major routes. Report of a crash out at Avant Ferry Road around Lake Johnson over the past little while. I haven't seen any delays through that area. If that changes, I'll let you know. And just getting reports of a crash out on I-40, not too far from the Aviation Parkway interchange. We're going to get some details about that. I'll have an update coming up in a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian. We have breaking news we are following as we work to advance our information on a series of reported break-ins in Midtown Raleigh. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Falls of Neuse Road, where there are a couple of different scenes there. Laura.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, so in the past 10 minutes, we were able to just get confirmed a total of 6 different locations that were hit overnight. Let's start here at this Dunkin' Donuts, where a lot of people are pretty disappointed that they're not able to get their coffee. You can see the entire parking lot blocked with this crime scene tape. We also saw employees sweeping and cleaning up a lot of the glass from that shattered front door that was damaged. So now we have brand new security footage of a Lagos supermarket that was broken into overnight. In the video, you can see two cars roll up and then six people get out of the car. Those six people were dressed in black, faces covered, and we are told that they didn't get any money from the supermarket, but there is some damaged computers, and they did steal a few items from there. Now taking you to two other locations that were hit overnight on Wake Forest Road, starting with Jet's Pizza, where you can see that front door completely boarded up. We saw shattered glass in the cracks of the sidewalk when we arrived. In that same shopping plaza, Pet Supplies Plus also had a smashed-in window that was boarded up. An ABC store in North Hills also received some damage with boarded-up windows our crew saw there this morning. So this, again, spanning all within the same radius. Where we are right now on Falls of Neuse Road is only a mile and a half away from that Jet's Pizza. I did reach out to Raleigh Police to get some more information about what exactly happened here, if they stole anything, if anybody was here and had any injuries from these events. We do know that this happened in the overnight hours. We'll be sure to keep you updated on all of this. Laura Levine, WREO News, live in Raleigh.
And breaking news this morning, a high-stakes meeting in Russia as North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin talk weapons. This is video from the two leaders from earlier this morning. The two talked for a little over an hour at a remote space center. Russian state media says Kim asked detailed questions about rockets during the tour of the facility. Hours before their meeting, North Korea launched a missile into the waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula this morning. U.S. officials warned that arms negotiations between Kim and Putin could mean that North Korea could give weapons to Russia to help them fight Ukraine.
This morning, a man is in police custody after a stabbing in Wake Forest. Police responded to North Allen Street just after 5 o'clock. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as officers worked that scene. They found a 36-year-old man who had been stabbed several times. Officers arrested 43-year-old Christopher Fleming. The man who was stabbed is expected to recover. Today, we'll get a look at new data about the spread of COVID-19 in our state. This comes after the FDA and CDC signed off on an updated booster shot ahead of fall. That's when respiratory illnesses are more common. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with why doctors say the virus is spreading now. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will release new data later today that shows the spread of COVID-19 across our state. This comes just one day after the CDC approved an updated booster shot. And pharmacies across the country, including CVS, are expecting to get a supply of that new vaccine as early as today. Last week's state data shows there were 493 hospitalizations related to COVID-19, up from 484 the week before. UNC Health infectious disease expert Dr. David Wall says the people who have the most immunity from the virus are the ones who had it in the last 30 days and are fully recovered. If you're not a part of that group, he says it's best to mask up because COVID numbers are only expected to go up.
If you don't want to catch COVID, there are some practical things you can do, including masking around other people indoors, especially if it's crowded, like a plane or in an airport.
But what's the why behind all of this? Why are these numbers expected to go up? Well, Dr. Wall says that the answer here is twofold. Students are returning to the classroom, which spreads germs, and winter is coming, so the air is going to get drier, and that dry air will make it easier for the virus to spread. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A woman who's facing charges after a student brought a gun to a Raleigh elementary school will be in court today. Police have charged Princess Pittman with a felony. She bonded out yesterday and is due to face a judge this afternoon. School administrators at Leadmine Elementary say a student brought a gun to school on Tuesday to show it to classmates, not to cause any harm. Advocates against gun violence say that this incident serves as a reminder to safely store firearms. Investigators did not say what connection Pittman has to the student. State law requires a 365-day suspension from school if a gun is brought onto school property.
Today we'll get a better look at the future of downtown Raleigh. Local economic leaders will meet at the annual State of Downtown to discuss this year's growth and look ahead to its future. We'll get a look at the new skyline with the approval of more skyscrapers and other developments. They'll also be discussing the push for more affordable downtown housing. One leader from the Downtown Raleigh Alliance says he doesn't expect the growth in the area to slow anytime soon.
We're continuing to add lots of housing units to downtown, and that's going to really reshape the fabric of what our downtown looks and feels like. Flash forward 5-10 years, and we're going to have several really walkable urban neighborhoods.
They get together starting at 1:45 at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. It's a ticketed event, but we will be sure to bring you any updates we get on the future of downtown right here on WRL and WRL.com.
All new this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office needs your help with a fire investigation. They're looking into what happened at Ernest Myatt Presbyterian Church and Child Development Center that's on Fayetteville Road. We're told the church caught fire on September 2nd. Authorities have not said what caused it. If you know anything that could help, call the Wake County Sheriff's Office. And today, UNC will start gathering feedback on how to keep students and staff safe if another tragedy strikes campus. The school is launching an online survey about the response to the shooting on campus on August 28th. The university is hoping to get feedback from the community on the shooting response, the address address concerns raised the days after as well.
Also tomorrow, Michelle, a group of Republicans is expected to talk more about U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's call for a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. McCarthy's decision represents a major reversal after he told the conservative website Breitbart this month he wouldn't open an impeachment inquiry without a vote of the full House. McCarthy accuses President Biden of profiting off his son's business deals abroad. In a statement, a White House spokesman said House Republicans have turned up no evidence of wrongdoing in 9 months of investigating the president. Congress has until the end of the month to reach a government funding deal and avoid a shutdown. To impeach Biden, the House would have to approve at least one impeachment charge against him, which requires a majority vote. People in Pennsylvania are being extra careful to lock their doors as the search for an escaped inmate enters day 14. The latest evidence police have found and how Danielle Cavalcante dodged a bullet when someone shot at him.
Plus, Massachusetts is under a state of emergency as catastrophic flooding continues to impact the area. We'll have video of the massive sinkholes that are ruining roads.
And a cold front in our vicinity today has brought us a few isolated showers this morning. Most of those are over, but another round of thunderstorms likely this afternoon. We'll walk you through the timeline of that and show you the gorgeous weather in our forecast.
Eight 15 is the time on a Wednesday. This is a live look from our WR Live Cam network. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Lower right, it's covered up by our little WRL bug right there, but they've staged those golf carts. They are ready to roll and get out on the course this morning. As you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Sandhills looks like they have some sunshine down there as Elizabeth Gardner gives us more views from around our viewing area.
It looks pretty there, doesn't it? It looks pretty really everywhere. We do have some cloud cover out there, but the sun, for the most part, is able to shine through those clouds. We will see a better chance for some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, but not everybody's going to see them. It's not going to be a big widespread downpour this afternoon. Here's a look at Goldsboro and Fayetteville over there by our newsroom, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a peek at Apex down Salem Street, all looking good. Our cold front slowly moving across the area. Brought us a couple sprinkles this morning with a better chance of some isolated storms this afternoon. Behind it, gorgeous fall-like weather coming, and of course the tropics. And it's not just Lee. We're watching Margo, and then the next system coming off the coast of Africa. I'll show you what the thoughts are about that one. Our severe weather threat today is mostly closer to the coast, but it does include the southern tip of Sampson County. Here's a look at what's happening across our area right now. We have this band that's showing up. I'm not seeing any rain actually on cameras out of that one, but we have had a few isolated showers in some of our eastern counties. Most of that is over now, but here's a look at this one. Say Morrisville, Apex down toward Holly Springs. It's showing up there on radar, but it does look like the bulk of that is evaporating before it reaches the ground. A mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon. We'll push it on ahead to about 4 or 5 o'clock, and a few isolated storms around Fayetteville and Clinton closer to the front. Possibly Goldsboro up to Raleigh. We could see one or two, but really from Raleigh northward, it just doesn't look like we'll see much. So feeling pretty confident it's going to be a really nice evening at the ballpark. Temperature-wise, 82 as they throw out the first pitch. And this is the last homestand for the Bulls of the regular season. That's kind of really the last gasp of summer. But gosh, the weather's going to be so nice for that for the rest of the week. Bugfest is Saturday at 10 a.m. And Michelle and I were just talking about eating the bugs. Do you go to Bugfest and eat the bugs? I don't know. I've had the cookie before. So it's interesting. Even if you don't want to eat them, it's a cool event. And the weather's going to be phenomenal. Some of the events are outside. It'll be sunny with a high in the low 80s. Hurricane Lee, the 8 o'clock advisory, not much change. It's still a Cat 3 at 115, moving northwest at 6 miles per hour. It passes by Bermuda early, early Friday morning as a Category 1, and then eventually up to the north. Take a look at this. The forecast span does include the Cape there, and of course, parts of the Northeast, including Maine and then parts of the Canadian Maritime. So we'll see how that goes. So we'll be watching where that landfall may end up for some damage there. But for us, it's rip current danger. That already started today. That's likely to last on through the weekend. We'll also see the potential for some coastal flooding, some beach erosion, and that sort of thing as the storm passes by over the next couple of days. Margo is still out there, and we have an 80% chance of this system that's off the coast of Africa developing. Margo's going to wander around in the North Atlantic and not make landfall. But this system, interesting to watch. The computer models are coming in slightly better agreement that it could make a path similar to Lee. But of course, that would be like at the end of next week. There's a long time to watch that. A lot of folks very excited about our forecast for the end of the week. Nice drop in our humidity, sunshine, feeling very pleasant, Brian.
Looking forward to it. It is now 8:18. Going to take you out to I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road. We have a minor crash on the westbound side of I-40 between the Harrison Avenue interchange out toward the bridge there at Old Reedy Creek Road. You can see that there in the median. If you're heading through that area from Wade and Harrison back toward the airport, just kind of move over one lane to give them some room to work. The good news is that right now we're only seeing a 1 minute delay on the westbound side of I-40. But if we get some police activity out there, we could see those delays start to increase quite a bit. On the south side of Raleigh, still seeing some slow traffic on 40 westbound between 440 out toward the Gorman Street area. About a 10 or 11 minute delay showing up there. Still have this crash up on the northeast side of Raleigh at Lewisburg Road at New Hope Road. Still seeing some heavy delays on the southbound side of Lewisburg Road, beginning right around Spring Forest down toward the New Hope Road area. Also a little bit of a backup on the northbound side of New Hope Road approaching that Lewisburg Road intersection. Once you get through that, though, everything's moving along pretty well toward the Capitol Boulevard merge. And from there on down to 440, no delays on inbound Capitol. Still tracking this crash on 885 northbound in Durham right around TW Alexander Drive. Seeing about a 5 minute delay on the northbound side. It clears up quickly, though, once you get through that crash scene. On the southbound side of 885, our usual 5 minute or so backup around the 147 merge.
Happening this morning, we will learn more about the status of inflation here at home and across the nation. A new consumer price index report will be released at 8:30. Economists predict it'll show inflation moving at a higher rate for a second straight month. Higher gas prices are fueling the economic issues, but analysts say when energy cost is excluded, inflation is actually easing. That will be a key consideration when the Federal Reserve meets next week.
The search for escaped inmate and convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante now enters its 14th day. He remains at large in Chester County, Pennsylvania, after stealing a gun and dodging a homeowner's gunfire Monday night. Police say the homeowner found Cavalcante taking a rifle and ammunition from his garage. Authorities recovered boots and clothing believed to have belonged to Cavalcante in a nearby area. And one state lawmaker lives near the manhunt and says everyone in the area is being vigilant in locking their doors. Police say they also found a backpack that Cavalcante was carrying last night just before 8 p.m.
Staff Republicans are at odds over video lottery and casino gambling, and that is keeping the state budget from being passed right now. Senate Republicans want to use the budget as a vehicle to legalize video lottery and casino gambling. House Republicans don't support that. The budget is 2.5 months overdue already. It's tied to many other important issues as well, including Medicaid expansion and pay raises for state workers.
Massachusetts is under a state of emergency as catastrophic flooding there has damaged hundreds of homes. In Leominster near Worcester, schools will be closed today because floodwaters are still impacting roads. Several sinkholes have also been reported throughout the area, which got more than 10 inches of rainfall.
The 2023 Video Music Awards had it all. Great performances, iconic artists, and surprise reunions.
Hello, VMA!
And the crowd went wild. That was in sync right there. How about it? Appearing on stage, the beloved 90s boy band hadn't been on stage together since they performed at the VMAs 10 years ago. They got together to present the Best Pop Video Award.
And the VMA goes to... the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
It certainly was Taylor Swift's night, winning 9 VMAs. Also included Video of the Year, Song of the Year for Anti-Hero. And she has now had the second most overall wins, 23. Beyonce's the only one with more. She has 30. And we should note Sean P. Diddy Combs took home the Global Icon Award. South American sensation Shakira won the coveted Video Vanguard Award.
Time now, 8:23. Floodwaters in Libya caused dams to collapse, and now thousands of people are presumed dead or missing. Coming up, the devastating video from the country and why much-needed help has been slow to reach victims.
Plus, getting a new look at the future of downtown Raleigh, will show you what comes to leaders as they reflect on.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Busy morning out there on the roadways. Brian Schrader's tracking a couple of backups, Brian.
Pretty serious crash up on the northeast side of Raleigh at Lewisburg Road, right around New Hope Road. WRL's Kelsey Coffey arriving at the scene there. We are seeing some heavy delays on that southbound side of Lewisburg Road, beginning right around the Spring Forest Road area down toward New Hope Road. Also look out for some backups on northbound New Hope Road, heading in from Buffalo Road back toward Lewisburg. Over in Durham, we still have that crash on the northbound side of 885 right around TW Alexander Drive. Seeing about a 6-minute delay on either side of 885 this morning.
I'm going to start you out with dual doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of rain showing up here around the Triangle area. It looks like most of that is evaporating before it reaches the ground. But we are looking at a front that's stalled near our area today. And that's going to bring us a chance of some thunderstorms, especially in our southern counties later this afternoon. Here's a live look at Sanford. A mix of sun and clouds out there. Some high, thin clouds there. We've had some low visibility in spots near the Virginia line. But it looks like that low cloud cover and fog is clearing nicely. Heading out the door, temperatures are in the upper 60s to low 70s now. But it'll be a fairly warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Keep that in mind if you're headed out for exercise. We could end up with a few stray storms late today.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Several different businesses in Midtown Raleigh are cleaning up this morning after a string of reported break-ins. This is security footage from a grocery store on Atlantic Springs Road. Businesses on Wake Forest Road and Falls of Neuse Road, as well as in North Hills, were also hit. Next on Fox 50, we're transitioning to cooler weather. Elizabeth will tell us when we could get some showers and thunderstorms. That's next on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A string of break-ins happening overnight in Raleigh, and new this morning, security footage showing a group of people hitting one of those stores. We'll have that in just a few minutes.
And tracking two things this morning. One, a cold front that's nearly stationary across our area today could bring us some scattered storms later on this afternoon. We'll walk through the timeline and the latest information on Hurricane Lee and how it could affect our coastline over the next few days.
New data about the spread of COVID-19 across our state will be released later today. Coming up, what doctors say these numbers will reveal and how they're bracing for a winter spike.
Well, downtown Raleigh skyline could look a lot different very soon. What we're expecting to learn today about new skyscrapers and housing in the downtown area. Thanks for staying with us here. 8:30 is the time right now on our Wednesday. And take a look at downtown from Dix Park behind us. A couple of clouds hanging around out there. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, but it feels nice
it
out
does.
There.
It does, yeah.
Walking into work this morning, people walking out the door now. Elizabeth Gardner here with what we can expect later on. But Elizabeth, we like it for now.
We do. We're going to like it even more over the next 24 to 48 hours. We'll take a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. There were a couple of stray showers earlier this morning. And we still have just a patch that's showing up on radar. radar here. South of Durham, moving into Wake County, there, Apex down toward Fuquay Varina. I'm not seeing any indication that that's reaching the ground. I know no signs of it on any of our cameras. So we do have that little band moving through. If you see a sprinkle out of it, don't be surprised. But later this afternoon, we'll see a good chance of some isolated storms in our southern counties. We're talking about, say, around Fayetteville or even around Clinton. Notice the southern tip of Sampson County is in that level one risk for severe storms later on this afternoon. The biggest threat would be closer to the coast. A little bit of cloud cover here and there this morning, but some sunshine peeking through as well. Again, after 3 o'clock, a few storms could pop up down to the south. Fayetteville, Clinton would be the best chance of seeing those, but an isolated shower could pop up anywhere between Raleigh and the South Carolina line this afternoon and this evening. It's not going to be widespread. We take a live look at downtown Durham. The Durham Bulls are at homestand all the way through the weekend, the last one of the regular season. It looks like they're going to have some beautiful weather for baseball or anything you want to do either afternoon or evening. 72 degrees right now, the dew point is 69, so it's a little warm and sticky. We will climb into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon, but yesterday's high was 94, so this will feel much more comfortable. Hurricane Lee, still a Category 3 storm, moving northward. It's going to move past Bermuda late Thursday night, early Friday morning as a Category 1 storm, possibly impacting Maine and some of the other northeastern states. We'll talk more about that coming up. For North Carolina, we're looking at high rip current danger today. We may see that for several days. I'll show you what to expect coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 8:33, and we're watching a crash on the northeast side of Raleigh out at Lewisburg Road, right around New Hope Road. We've been watching some pretty heavy delays on the sensors in that area. This reportedly is a crash with injuries. And as we take a closer look at the sensors, we are seeing the backups on southbound Lewisburg Road begin right around the Spring Forest Road interchange all the way down toward New Hope Road. Once you get through that intersection, everything's moving along well down toward the Capitol Boulevard merge. Also seeing a little bit of a backup on northbound New Hope Road heading toward Lewisburg Road. Kelsey Coffey is on the way to that scene. We hope to get an update from her shortly to get us some live pictures from the situation there. Around the rest of the triangle, we're in pretty good shape. We are watching a little bit of a backup forming on 40 eastbound, right around 751, leaving Chapel Hill, heading into South Durham. Also, as you head away from Hillsboro into Durham on 85 northbound, there's a little bit of a slowdown right there at the 70 interchange in the Eno community. As we take a look at Durham on 885, still tracking those delays on the northbound side, likely because of this crash right around the TW Alexander Drive interchange. A 7-minute delay showing up there on the southbound side of 885, right around that 147 merge with all that additional traffic making that a little more congested heading down toward Ellis Road. You're looking at about a 9-minute backup overall.
All right, thanks, Brian. Breaking news, we're working to learn more about a series of 6 reported break-ins in Midtown Raleigh. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Falls of Neuse Road. Laura, that's not the only scene that was hit.
Yeah, right now we are looking at this Dunkin' Donuts where a lot of people are disappointed that they can't get their coffee and donuts this morning. You can see the entire parking lot wrapped with crime scene tape as well as some of that shattered glass. We saw employees who came to work instead having to sweep up a lot of that damage from that smashed in door. Now I want you to take a look at this. Really pay attention to this brand new security footage we have from Lago Supermarket off of Atlantic Springs Road. You can see 2 cars roll up and 6 people get out dressed in all black with their faces covered. They broke in and spent about 60 seconds inside the store, damaging computers and stealing a few items out of there. The owner tells us that they didn't get any money. Now, moving on to 2 locations off of Wake Forest Road at Jet's Pizza, where we saw the front door completely boarded up and some shattered glass in the cracks of the sidewalk when we arrived. In that same shopping plaza, Pets Supplies Plus also had some smashed in windows there that were boarded up. And finally, at an ABC store in North Hills, it was boarded up this morning when our crews arrived there. We did speak with the owner of that supermarket who gave us that security footage, and he says this is all so unfortunate to see.
You know, it's hard because I don't see reason to do these things. Here in Raleigh, we have plenty of jobs around. We need people to work. You know, do all these young guys doing this. I don't understand why they do that.
Yeah, and we have reached out to Raleigh police to get more information on the timeline of events of when this occurred and if anything was taken from the other locations as well. We'll be sure to update you when we get more details. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And breaking news we're following from this morning, a high-stakes meeting in Russia. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin talked weapons. It's a video of two leaders here just hours ago as they shook hands. They headed to a remote space center for a conversation. State media there says Kim asked detailed questions about rockets during the tour. Hours before their meeting, North Korea launched a missile into the waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. U.S. officials warn arms negotiations between Kim and Putin could mean North Korea is deciding to give weapons to Russia to help them in the fight with Ukraine.
And breaking news here locally, a man is in police custody after a stabbing in Wake Forest this morning. Police responded to North Allen Street just after 5 a.m. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as officers worked the scene. They found a 36-year-old man who had been stabbed multiple times. Officers arrested 43-year-old Christopher Fleming. The man who was stabbed is expected to recover. And today, we will get a look at new data about the spread of COVID-19 in our state. This comes after the FDA... We're going to go to this breaking news right now here, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at this live video that we're seeing right now at 8:37 a.m. It's Daniel Cavalcante. He has been captured in Pennsylvania there. As you see, this search has been going on for 2 weeks' time right now. And Cavalcante is in handcuffs there. He was last reported running around without a shirt, as he said that, the authorities have been closing in on him now for days. And here he is in the back of that vehicle there in handcuffs and being arrested as we speak right now. We have more in the WRL Live Center right now.
Yeah, Jeff, we just got this information coming into the newsroom. We want to go ahead and just keep showing this live picture right now. This man believed to be Danilo Cavalcante being arrested right now. You can see there he's in handcuffs. Right now they're cutting the clothes off of him that he was wearing. As you just reported, authorities there in Pennsylvania State Police have been looking for Cavalcante since he escaped from a prison in Chester County there in the northeast part of Pennsylvania. He's been on the run. He's been seen in several neighborhoods in that Chester County area. At one point, police were thinking that he may have left the state, and that's why a couple of days ago they thought, let's make this thing nationwide. But as you can see right now, up until yesterday, he was spotted about 20 minutes from that prison where he was, where he escaped from. But this is a live look now at Danilo Cavalcante being arrested. You can see the heavy police presence there. They just put him in that armored vehicle right now. They're going to take him away. The state, Pennsylvania State Police are scheduled to have a press conference around 9:30 this morning. You can count on us to take that press conference as well at 9:30 when you join us on Fox 50. But again, you're looking live at the arrest of Danilo Cavalcante. He escaped from a prison in Chester County there in Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago. An all-out manhunt has been looking for this guy for the last couple of weeks. Managed to elude police for the last 2 weeks. The shutting down neighborhoods. Neighbors have been told to shelter in place, lock their doors, lock their windows. What was mainly concerning for police in the last several days was because it was believed that he was armed, and that really concerned them quite a bit, to the point where the school district there in North Chester County, Pennsylvania, actually closed schools yesterday. And I would imagine schools are closed today as a result of what you're seeing right now, this heavy police presence as Danilo Cavalcante is taken into custody. Again, a news conference is scheduled for 9:30. At that point, we should hear exactly how they were able to capture him, where he was located, and what's next for Danilo Cavalcante. Of course, we'll continue to monitor this story here on WRL.com, here on our digital platforms, Fox 50 as well. We'll keep you posted.
Oh, thank you, Ken. So many people relieved that he has finally been captured. We'll stay on top of that breaking news for you. Meanwhile, today we will get a look at new data about the spread of COVID-19 in our state. This all comes after the FDA and CDC signing off on an updated booster shot ahead of fall when respiratory illnesses are more common. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains why doctors say the virus is spreading now.
The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will release new data later today that shows the spread of COVID-19 across our state. This comes just one day after the CDC approved an updated booster shot. Pharmacies across the country, including CVS, expect to get supply of that new vaccine as early as today. Last week, state data shows there were 493 hospitalizations related to COVID-19, up from 484 the week before. UNC Health infectious disease expert Dr. David Wall says the people who have the most immunity from the virus are the ones who had it in the last 30 days and are fully recovered. If you're not a part of that group, he says it's best to mask up because COVID numbers are only expected to go up.
If you don't want to catch COVID, there are some practical things you can do, including masking around other people indoors, especially if it's crowded, like a plane or in an airport.
But what's the why behind all of this? Why are these numbers expected to go up? Well, Dr. Wall says that the answer here is twofold. Students are returning to the classroom, which spreads germs, and winter is coming up. And when the air gets drier, that makes it much easier for this virus to transport. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
We'll have more news and weather coming up after the break. Stay with us.
It's 8:45. We're taking a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of rain showing up here in Wake County. Most of that is not reaching the ground. Don't be surprised if you run into just a little bit of a sprinkle there. We had some light patchy rain earlier around Rocky Mount, Princeville. You can see that exiting off to the east. But again, here we have this little band of showers from Apex down through Holly Springs and Fuquay Arena. Again, not looking at much of that reaching the ground. The bulk of that's evaporating. Our front will stay over us for most of the day. It's a very slow mover. It's going to bring a chance of some scattered thunderstorms in our southern county. For us this afternoon, we do have a level one risk for severe storms down in the southern part of Sampson County. Nobody else under that threat, and our potential for widespread thunderstorms is really minimal today. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Around 4 or 5 o'clock, a few storms will pop up, maybe around Fayetteville or Clinton. An isolated shower potentially from Raleigh southward, but I think the closer you are to the Virginia line, the less likely you are to see any of these storms, and they'll be just scattered really everywhere. All right, so in Durham, this is a look at the Durham Bulls Park there, the DBAP, and this is, they're going to have a game tonight, the last homestand of the season, of the regular season, and the weather just looks so nice. We've been talking about this gorgeous weather that really starts tomorrow. It's going to be lovely. It's a little warm and sticky out right now, 72 degrees with the dew point way up at 69, our high 87 in Raleigh, 85 in Durham, and 89 in Fayetteville. But the high yesterday was 94, so you'll notice a difference. It's a little cooler, but still a little sticky. 84 is our normal high, and we're going to see temperatures close to normal all the way through the weekend and early next week. The morning lows will start to fall. Temperatures tomorrow morning in the low to mid 60s. You'll notice the difference, and then an even bigger difference on Friday morning with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. And it's been a while since we've seen lows in the 50s. Our cold front gradually slides off the coast, slowly taking the humidity with it. It'll drag it out of here during the day tomorrow, leaving us with some really fabulous feeling air for Friday and Saturday. And then it begins to creep back on Sunday, looking at a dew point of 67 today, but we're in the 50s for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Football. Did you go to the NC State game Saturday? Did you hear about that? Oh, it was a mess with thunderstorms coming through. This Saturday, for all the games, the weather couldn't be more perfect. We'll see low humidity, lots of sunshine, temperatures in the 80s during the afternoon. NC State, UNC, Duke, and Fayetteville all play on Saturday. The weather looks phenomenal. Hurricane Lee moving northwest at 6 miles per hour, moving past Bermuda late Thursday night into Friday morning as a Category 1, and possibly making landfall between Maine and Nova Scotia. Definitely could cause some damage there, but it's going to be most likely a tropical storm at that point. It will bring high rip current danger to us. As a matter of fact, we're seeing that now, and that will linger all the way through the weekend. Beautiful weekend for us. Saturday and Sunday, mid-80s, but a drop in humidity will feel nice. Thanks, Brian.
It is 8:48. Breaking news with some big delays on 40 westbound, leaving Raleigh and Cary, heading out to the airport. We have a report of a crash right around Aviation Parkway, and you can see the heavy backups here from the camera at Old Reedy Creek Road heading out toward Aviation, looking at a 16-minute delay right now. So if you're trying to get to the airport and you're in Cary, you might consider using 54 to get out to Airport Boulevard and head in that way. Aviation Parkway, another good option from 54. and try to avoid getting stuck in that traffic on 40 westbound this morning. Also, reports of a minor crash on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard. We are seeing an 8-minute backup overall from 87 around to Wade Avenue. Once you get out to Six Forks Road, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty freely. And still tracking this crash on Lewisburg Road right around New Hope Road, with some heavy southbound delays still between the Spring Forest Road intersection down toward New Hope Road. Now, as you take a look at the sensor data, you can see where it is now green as you approach that intersection. That's an indication that this crash likely has started to clear up. We still have some lingering delays, though, on that southbound side of Lewisburg Road, coming in from 540 back toward the Capitol Boulevard merge. Once you get through New Hope Road down toward Capitol Boulevard, everything's moving along nicely as you head down toward the 440 interchange.
All right, thank you, Brian. More than 5,000 people are presumed dead in Libya, with 10,000 more missing after heavy rains caused two dams to collapse there. The death toll is sadly expected to rise, and floodwaters from Mediterranean storm Daniel broke through dams and rushed through communities over the weekend. The powerful floodwaters tore apart many buildings, buried cars in thick mud, and carried people through the streets and out to sea. With that amount of destruction, relief has been very slow to reach victims.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated, and efforts to reach the city via sea haven't materialized yet.
And government officials say food and medicine are available in Libya for survivors, but they're in desperate need of first responders trained in handling the aftermath of natural disasters.
Today, we get an idea of the future of downtown Raleigh's skyline. More than 600 local leaders and stakeholders will meet at the annual State of Downtown event today to talk about this year's growth and a look ahead to the future. The report released today will highlight current trends and future projects. They'll also discuss the push for more affordable downtown housing. Former NFL and Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Williams has died at the age of 36. Williams passed away Tuesday after being taken off life support following a construction accident. According to his agent, Williams was severely injured while doing electrical work in Florida. Williams was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2010. He played for the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs as well before being released in 2016. In his career, he had over 220 catches and 26 touchdowns. A 17-year-old is facing more than a dozen charges after shots went off at a Lumberton football game. Police say the charges against the teen include possession of a gun on school property. This happened just before 9 p.m. Friday in the parking lot of Lumberton High School Stadium. The teenager's name has not been released, and investigators say more than one shooter was involved. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but two cars were hit by bullets.
People in Raleigh are sharing their opinions with City Council about how to improve safety in the community. At last night's council meeting, some people called on council members to bring in a team of social workers and counselors to respond to nonviolent 911 calls. That's similar to a program in Durham called HEART Program. Others asked council members to hire more officers after the string of crimes in downtown Raleigh and Glenwood South. And the two largest pharmacy chains in the country are being warned to stop selling certain eye drops. These are them here on your screen. Five on Your Side reports CVS and Walgreens both received letters from the FDA about eye drops that are considered unapproved new drugs. The products include CVS Pink Eye Relief Drop, Eye Relief Drops, Sty Eye Drops, Pink Eye Drops, and Allergy Eye Drops from Walgreens. The FDA says they're particularly concerned that these products contain silver, and long-term use can cause skin or eyes to permanently turn gray. CVS has pulled the product from store shelves and will refund customers.
Happening today in Sampson County, North Carolina Department of Transportation officials are converting several intersections into four-way stops. The project is expected to start at U.S. 13 at Autry Mill Road, and a list of those other planned changes are on your screen right now. NCDOT says the conversation comes after safety reviews, including crash data and traffic volume. Before we head off to break, here are your winning lottery numbers from your NC Education Lottery, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.